And last week, got a question regarding pregnant women and vaccinations. Man WhatsApped me, said, my wife is pregnant with twins. Should she get the vaccination? Both of us are pro-vaccines, but we're not sure. Are we going to damage the child? Is this the right thing to do? Can we get someone on to talk about this? So that's what we've done. Dr. Marie Pienaar joins us now on the line from Panorama, where she's an obstetrician and gynecologist in private practice at the MediClinic there. Dr. Pienaar, very good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time.
Good afternoon.
All right. What is the core advice to pregnant women? Should they be getting vaccinated?
Absolutely. No doubt. And the studies are excellent. What's it? 5 billion vaccines have been given and they're safe. Pregnancy is no different. You make the same strong immune system, immune response than you would if you're not pregnant. But getting COVID in pregnancy is really dangerous already for a risky pregnancy. So for blood clots is our big worry. And blood clots, if you're pregnant, you have a much higher risk of getting blood clots. So in COVID, 20% chance of getting a blood clot. So just looking at that. So if you can prevent the person getting COVID, you're going to decrease that high risk. And the safety has been tested over and over. So we're doing studies randomizing people. So Panorama is one of the units that is in the randomization. So if you want to be randomized, you can be. But because of the safety data, I recommend everybody get it. Which one to get doesn't matter. They're all good. And this technology is not new. 2005, they already started with the Pfizer carrier part of the vaccine. And they just added the spike protein to the top. So please have the vaccine.
Is there any consequence for the child that we know of? Any possible issue around the fetus and the vaccine?
Not at all. The vaccine disappears within hours. It's an mRNA vaccine that in your body is changed to DNA. And that DNA is then, your body reacts to that. And you make antibodies against that DNA of the spike protein. So if the spike protein then wants to penetrate your body, you make antibodies. Within minutes and days, that spike protein is, the vaccine is out of your system. And it's just your own immune response that will have memory and that will remember. So getting the COVID in pregnancy does not confer good antibody response. So you can get it twice and you can still get sick. So we need the vaccine even if you've had the wild virus.
So the core argument is you are so at risk as a pregnant person from serious consequences of COVID that you should be getting the vaccine for that reason alone.
Absolutely. So 1 in 6 pregnant women admitted to hospital will require admission to intensive care. 1 in 16 women will die if they get COVID in pregnancy, which is much higher than the age-compared woman. So just being pregnant increases your risk of getting COVID. And then we have this wonderful thing, memory. And IgG is an antibody you make in your body and circulates. And IgG crosses the placenta and goes into your baby. The baby is then born with your IgG antibody against the COVID vaccine, the COVID virus. So you will protect your baby by having the vaccine in pregnancy. So for the first 6 months after birth, the baby still has benefits of the passive immunity, we call it.
Marie, you've made a very clear case. Thank you very much. I do appreciate your time. Fairly incontrovertible, that. Dr. Marie Pienaar, obstetrician and gynecologist in private practice at the Panorama MediClinic. I think that was fairly clear. And the logic behind it is clear, that the danger lies in the pregnant woman getting COVID. That's where the high risk lies.